for clarification on home searches by police and whether the pursuit of a person whom a police officer has probable cause to believe has committed a misdemeanor categorically qualifies as an exigent circumstance sufficient to allow the officer to enter a home without a warrant. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The Joe Thomas in the Morning Show from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
Today, mostly sunny and warm, temperatures climbing into the mid to upper 50s. A few of us could approach 60.
David, it's 37 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
A man was hospitalized after being robbed and shot late last night along Shamrock Road in Charlottesville. Police say there's no threat to the public.
One would imagine it's the Attorney General's job in the Commonwealth to defend civil rights. Now legislation is passed that would set up a specific office of civil rights in the AG's office, and it's on its way to Governor Northam's desk after it passed the Senate Monday afternoon.
The Charlottesville City Council votes to honorarily name 4th Street as Black History Pathway, which advocates say will celebrate the city's black history.
If you want to talk about history, 4th Street is the centerpiece of history, particularly black history for Charlottesville. The significance behind Staples because of this church. This was Zion Union Baptist Church. I was baptized here at Zion Union Baptist Church.
According to AAA Mid-Atlantic, Virginians are forking over $2.53 per gallon at the pump. That's up 13 cents from just a week ago. Officials say the sudden increase is due to the inclement weather that has pummeled the South and shut down some refineries and distributions over the past few weeks.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 37 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of Virginia Tech basketball. They're back on the hardwood tonight, brought to you by RL Buyer Construction on WCHV.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Texas lawmakers plan to launch an investigation Thursday into how last week's winter storm paralyzed the state's power grid and water system. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
We are going to leave no stone unturned. And wherever the evidence leads us, that's how we're going to solve the problem.
At least 2 dozen people died in Texas during the storm and power outage. On the day the U.S. marked